All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I'm back with another video. This is the Grim Articles Show, and it's me, the Grim Lord, by myself with, Sexy's kind of asleep. I have her sleep mask on, haven't been arsed to take it off yet, so it is what it is. It's been an interesting couple of days here. Bunch of shit went down. First, we gotta promote the sponsor, SpinningRobotPussy.com. If you've got a doll, they work great in that, so grab one of those. And let's just go ahead and start with the main topics. First of all, you know, Kyle Rittenhouse pretty much was given the... he pretty much won. Because when Rosenbaum admitted that Kyle didn't fire until he raised the weapon, Kyle didn't fire, that was it. If he had said that Kyle fired before he raised the weapon, it would have been a different story. But he said, nope, I clearly raised the weapon, and that's when Kyle fired. That was it. Like, that's a done deal, folks. That automatically means that he threatened Kyle with physical violence. If you're going to point a gun at somebody and they fire back at you, you have probable cause to actually fire back at them now, because they've demonstrated that they're going to put your life in danger. I mean, that's it. I mean, he literally admitted in front of God and everybody that the little pedophile bastard, I mean, this motherfucker, I have looked up Rosenbaum's jail records. That motherfucker molested a 10-year-old boy 2 fucking times. The first was too much. The first was worthy of the fucking guillotine. You know how I feel about the guillotine. I think it's a very effective method for dealing with the fucking pedophiles. You put the head on there, and you have the guy, he comes in there, he pulls the cord, the blade goes down, and then the problem is solved. It's that simple. I mean, it's really that simple. And this is a guy that needs it. They need to set up the guillotine, and a public square. Boom! This is what we do to people that molest children. Twice! Because obviously, the legal system is pretty shit if we're letting a guy that molests children not only get released from jail, but released from jail to do it again. Isn't that hilarious? I mean, we've literally got a legal system that is so fucking stupid, just completely cucked, that we're letting the man do the same thing again. It's like the most horrible fucking thing you can do is to molest a little boy. And then we let him do it twice. Twice, folks. It's like, why? It's like, dude, why did he get... I mean, somebody ought to wring his fucking neck. And he's over there in trial. And for some odd reason, somebody hasn't pulled out a gun. And they're like a citizen's... Like, I don't know, man. Like, any model citizen would be like, hold on, folks, let me solve the problem. You know, jury comes up, they've all got guns. They're like, all right, it's time to do what must be done. And they say, approach the wall, sir. And that's it. It's like this jury just became a firing squad. I don't know, man. It's just absolutely fucking insane. I'm so glad that justice seems to have prevailed. And they pretty much handed Kyle the defense. Which means that they're not going to be able to make him the martyr they wanted. But by the way, you notice that the whole Travis Scott bullshit has kind of caused the Kyle stuff to be swept under the rug as far as the media is concerned. Granted, what Travis Scott did was bullshit about the concert. You know, that a bunch of people died, apparently. I guess the guy was looking at corpses and he still continued to do the show. Look, I don't fucking care for this guy or much of modern hip-hop. I think it's gonna go the way of rock and metal. It's not looking good for the genre. And you got trash dudes like this that clearly don't fucking care. And, yeah, I don't... I mean, people were trying to say, oh, he couldn't hear. But they were saying he clearly saw... and there was enough evidence that people were actually telling him, hey, yeah, there's dead bodies being carried out. And apparently the guy had already got a charge for doing shit like that before, like inciting violent concerts. It's just really weird that they would actually do a show with a guy that was actually already under... Like, I mean, he was already committing... fucking felonies with trying to tell people to act violently and damn near kill each other, riot at concerts. I mean, come on now. It's fucking crazy when the metal community, which is known for fucking walls of death and crazy mosh pits, is like, okay, hey, this is too far. So, yeah, that's just absolutely fucking insane, folks. I can't believe it. And, I'm pretty sure that this dude, like, people are saying he was sacrificing. Oh, yeah, of course he was fucking sacrificing. That's all this industry has. Because they don't have any fucking talent. So, I mean, if there is a devil or demonic spirit or anything, that's all they fucking got to keep them propped up. Which is really bad. Like, I mean, if all you have is, like, Satan... Like, then you're pretty much fucked. Because, like, metal? You're saying, oh, yeah, metal was all about Satan. Yeah, but the same thing is we didn't actually need that. Because the music was actually good and it wasn't all about style. It actually had substance. Like, the music is fucking legendary that Ozzy Osbourne did and Ronnie James Dio and Slayer and all those other bands that are just gonna fucking be around forever. Judas Priest and all that kind of stuff. Like, yeah, they actually had fucking substance. It actually took skill to play heavy metal. Now this shit here, it doesn't take a lot of skill to play. So if they don't have the devil, they don't really have too much going for them. He's just a shitbag. He's a shitbag. It's a shitbag industry. Tom McDonald's talked a lot about that on his records, which I'm glad you got a rapper that's actually popular talking about this shit. Like, I mean, yeah, it's not his singles, but when you buy the record, I'm sure people have because it sells out really well. Like, that shit's on there. And he's trying to say, oh, they're trying to say I'm Illuminati. He's like, nah, bro, that guy's not. He's not. In with that shit. He's the one actually exposing that shit. He's like, look, y'all know you're doing that bullshit. Like, y'all can't hide that shit anymore. I mean, he's literally going out there. I think he did a song called Satanic Rappers. And he done his new record, Us Against Them. He made a fucking song about that shit again. Cause, like, it's not going away. And again, all the, like, they're trying to say that, I don't know, I don't think it was ever rock and metal. I think maybe, like, people would try to say, like, Nirvana, but at the same time, like, I think that it was more pop that was doing that more satanic shit, because you had Britney Spears and the Backstreet Boys and all that shit that were clear MK Ultra victims, and they were doing that shit. Christina Aguilera, they still have really high positions. And of course, Nick Cannon. We can't forget about Nick Cannon being married to Mariah Carey and fucking divorcing her and literally talking about, was it the Kanye West situation? Literally saying, hey, MK Ultra is real. Hey, you're Nick Cannon, brah. Like, you're actually the host on America's Got Talent. Like, people know who the fuck you are. It's not just some idiot coming out here saying, like, we're not talking about the conspiracy tinfoil retard anymore. We're talking about an actual guy that has worked in this industry for years and years and years and years. Has been on all kinds of high-profile shows. People around the world know who Nick Cannon is, and they've respected him. And he's out there saying, hey, MK Ultra is real. Y'all need to pay fucking attention. Y'all need to start paying fucking attention. When you got people that are high profile telling you, hey, this shit is actually going on, that's when it's time to pay attention. You know, retard comes into a supermarket or something, he says, hey, it's Illuminati, blah, blah, blah. Okay, maybe you don't want to pay too much attention to him. But when you've got somebody that's actually got clout, I mean, people know who he is. It's like, okay, yeah, hey, this stuff is going on. It's been going on for a long time. I married somebody that was actually an MK Ultra victim. Mariah Carey, she has all kinds of, there's all kinds of information about her and what she went through. So yeah, definitely go check that shit out. It's very, very interesting, in the wrong ways. Like, I don't recommend you guys check this shit out for fun. I mean, some people, like, you get anxiety, you're like, oh, I can't get into this, but it's real. It's not going away. This shit's been going on for a long time, and Travis Scott's just one of these fucking people. 50,000 people. Oh, let's see who I can sacrifice. Let's see who I can sacrifice for power. Okay, that's probably what's going on. Y'all may think I'm crazy, but I wish I wasn't crazy. Like, I literally wish that, like, I was just saying bullshit off the top of my head. But I'm not anymore. This is real shit. Like, you know, I can't talk too much about the new Hypocrisy record, but, you know, I had to cover it for a platform. And this is a guy that went from making, like, satanic, like, literal devil worshiping music to, like, hey, okay, this Illuminati shit, this satanic shit, this shit's real. Like, the stuff I was talking about in the 90s, it's bullshit. It was just what we were doing in the 90s. Devil, devil, devil. But when it came to the real shit, like, the shit that's actually coming down, like, he went full, like, people say full Alex Jones. I don't think people understand. There's only been a few songs that have been released from that album. Like, Children of the Grey, Dead World, and, of course, Chemical Whore. Chemical Whore was great. I love that he used the word satanic drugs. Because, yeah, that's exactly what it is. And to hear a guy that was, like, talking all about Satan, like, years and years ago, talking about, hey, these are fucking satanic drugs. He wasn't saying that in a good way. He wasn't saying that in a way that promotes the drugs. He was talking about how fucking bad it is. Like, you're a chemical whore begging on your knees for more. They're talking about the pharmaceutical industry that fucked you. Fucked me. Completely fucked me. I don't know what kind of side effects I'm going to deal with for the rest of my life, but I know they're from all the goddamn drugs they put me on testing shit. Okay? So, yeah, that's real shit, folks. That's real shit. And I can't talk too much about the record because it hasn't come out yet. But I will say that I've heard it several times. And yeah, he's not bullshitting. People are going to say, oh, it's just a conspiracy story. No. There's way too much shit in there, songs like Greedy Bastards and stuff, where he just goes full on ham about what's going on. Brotherhood of the Snake, it's metal, it's death metal, but you need to sit down and actually fucking listen to the lyrics, because this guy is actually fucking talking. He's actually made his songs where they're not so heavy, so you can understand the lyrics. And they're really easy to understand, especially when he gets into, like, my favorite song, which is We're the Walking Dead. That song is amazing. That's exactly what the future is going to be. I mean, 100% that's what the future. And of course, he's got Another Day. That's another one. It's just so many good songs. Gods of the Underground. I don't want to really review it because it hasn't come out yet. But yeah, if you guys are looking for a metal record that's actually talking about shit that's not Believe Your Government, like all these bands like Lamb of God, they were coming out saying, oh, do what the government says and get your shot. You guys who were protesting the war and all this other shit that the government said for years and years and years, you guys were talking about all the government shit, how they don't care. And you're like, oh no, do what the government says. And you know what's funny? Those guys fucking released a cryptocurrency. Apparently, the lead singer of Lamb of God and Devil Driver got together to create a chakra coin. No, they can fuck off with that. And of course, the metalheads are like, oh yeah, well, you gotta do this and convert this to blah 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 and pancake and all this other shit. I'm like, dude, this is all a bunch of bullshit like the NFTs. There was literally a fucking thing. A meme I found, well, I don't know if it's a meme, but more or less a post that somebody did on Reddit. And they're like, is there a way we can disable the right-click save as? Because it's ruining our NFT thing. And I'm just laughing my goddamn ass off. He's like, NFT will never survive if people can right-click and save as. And you know what I gotta say? continue to right-click and save as on every fucking picture, piece of art you see. Say, fuck you and your NFT bullshit. I'm gonna right-click save as on everything. That's such fucking bullshit. And you want to know what some real bullshit? Let's get into some bullshit. Because this happened just today. Came out from Niche Gamer. And we're going to talk about it because I got a lot to say on this fucking subject. So y'all better get ready because I'm about to dish it out. I've had a little bit of whiskey and this is going to get frisky. All right. De novo domain issue made games unplayable last weekend. No, they try to say, oh, De novo's not so bad. It's not so bad. It's just a quick security check. It's not going to ruin your games. You'll still be able to play your games. Don't be paranoid about it. It's just a little security check. No. It makes it so you can't play your games at all. What? What won't my game work that I paid money for? That I paid $30 and $40 and $60 for? Why won't it work? I'm clicking the button. The EXE says it won't function. What could be the problem? Surely it's not De novo, right? No, it's just a safe method to prevent piracy. Because the pirates are just such bad guys. Oh. And let me tell you something else. Metal Gear Solid 2 and 3 delisted next week. Boom! Gone. But hey, guess what, guys? Metal Gear Solid 2... it's on GOG right now. You can get Metal Gear Solid 2 Subsistence for $9.89 on sale. Because guess what? They're not stupid. They know that the games are about to be delisted. So they're like, guess what? We got them. We got them. We got you covered. You don't need Steam for these. And some people are like, hey, I got emulation, bro. It's all good. Hey, and guess what? They also worked with Konami to do a controller fix. So there's actually some hot fixes that went out for Metal Gear Solid 2, and a couple of other games. Now, unfortunately, we don't have Metal Gear Solid 3, which I don't even think there was. I didn't even think there was a PC version of 3. That was surprising to see that there was a PC version of 3. But, anyway, yeah, they have these games, and they're, you can always get them at GOG, for now, anyway. But let's go on. De novo suffered domain issues, resulting in many games being unplayable over the weekend, including Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy. The game just released, and guess what? You can't play it. Like, folks, this is bad. This is what we fucking rallied against. And even GOG tried to let that Hitman shit go, which I'm really glad. I am so glad that they took Hitman off the store. Thousands of comments, and they actually responded and got rid of Hitman. I'm so glad they fucking did that, because it shows that they want to remain, they want to regain their integrity. They fucked up with Cyberpunk. I know it's playable. I don't think it's that bad, but I understand they did screw up with it. And there's really no going back on that. But I will say that they're trying. They put Blood Omen out after all these years. They finally put adult content. They've got Eve Nicole uncut with all the grape and all that stuff. That's the version I'm playing now, guys. So, yeah, they're trying. They got Succubus on there. They got Agony on there. They're really trying to have the adult stuff on there. And they're also trying to make sure that, a bunch of different games, a bunch of indies, a bunch of stuff is going up. And they have all kinds of coming soons. And they're going to have all the Trails, Trails of Cold Steel. I don't even think it's Trails of Cold Steel. I think it's something else. But they're going to have all those games out. The Crossbell Saga. All that stuff is coming to GOG. So GOG is fucking trying. You can't really hate on them too much because they are trying. They fucked up a few times, but they're trying. And they understand that, hey, yeah, you're not going to be able to get your Metal Gear anymore. You're not going to be able to get a lot of other games. But we're going to have them here. So you'll be able to get it from us and you won't have to worry about the DRM. De novo. Okay. But for those unfamiliar, Denovo anti-piracy DRM has been criticized for allegations of its effectiveness. These include the need for a constant uninterrupted online connection, even on single-player games, and allegations of causing severe performance inhibition. Another complaint of DRM in general is how once the server involving a DRM check is shut down, the game is rendered unplayable. Many got a taste of that over the prior weekend as VGC NPC Gamer report Denovo suffered technical issues, making many games unplayable. Based on comments from Reset Era and beyond, the games that went down include recent releases like Marvel Guardians of the Galaxy, along with Yakuza Like a Dragon, Persona 4 Golden, which was cracked, Shadow of the Tomb Raider, Wolfenstein Youngblood, which was cracked, Planet Zoo, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2, Mortal Kombat 11, Total War Warhammer, oh man, Football Manager 2022, and possibly more. Denovo issued a statement to PC Gamer confirming there were domain issues over the weekend, though the exact nature of the issue, such as if the domain had expired, was not elaborated upon. A Denovo domain was unreachable yesterday afternoon CET. The problem was fixed after we got notified from our automatic system control. After the fix, there was no whatsoever restriction or limitation for the gamer. Denovo is working to implement further improvements to avoid such downtime in the future. When it was announced that Doom Eternal would use Denovo anti-cheat software for its multiplayer, id Software soon after had to look into claims of crashes and performance issues. Denovo was removed just 1 week after it was introduced. Whether this latest iteration will continue to have issues remain to be seen. Titles that have removed Denovo anti-piracy DRM, albeit some after launch, include Devil May Cry 5, Resident Evil 3, Resident Evil 2, Octopath Traveler, and Sonic Mania. Of course, all have been cracked. Recent titles to add Denovo anti-piracy DRM have included Evil Genius 2, World Domination, Persona 5 Strikers, and Deathloop. Well, and let me tell you guys something else. So, I've talked about it a little bit in videos, small videos, mostly on my YouTube. It may not interest guys on the acronym site. However, your Eroge is also being affected by this now. This isn't normal for Eroge publishers. I talk to a lot of the people that manage this stuff on a day-to-day basis. Because I really care about Eroge, and I want good adult gaming, fun adult gaming, to continue to be a thing. I've always been very sex positive when it comes to adult gaming, and I've always loved that kind of thing. So it's good to see it actually gaining a lot of momentum and traction over the past number of years. However, there is one site in particular called JoelRen. JoelRen is owned by DMM, which is the biggest one of the biggest porn companies in Japan. The reason why that's important is because JoelRen works directly with Japan, so basically they can get a lot of shit out much sooner than places like Manga Gamer and maybe Just USA. So basically they can get a game like Dona Dona, which was released just last year, out much sooner than what might have taken a year or two with Manga Gamer. So, I mean, that sounds good, right? Well, here's the problem. First of all, this company, JoelRen, uses Denovo. Now, they use Dollar Store Denovo, but they are the first company to use Denovo on their products. That's not a good thing, folks. They are one of the first companies that are actually using Denovo to protect adult porn games, pretty much. It's actually gotten that crazy to where hentai and all that is actually trying to be affected by Denovo. Now, it's crappy Denovo, but there's always a chance that they could employ stronger Denovo later down the line. The issue is pretty simple, though. These games are getting pirated like mad. Matter of fact, I'm not going to reveal this too much, but a bunch of random people on JoelRen's server were actually DMing me and sending me torrent links to a cracked version. And I don't mean cracked as in like they used a crack, but apparently JoelRen fucked up Dona Dona And the Japanese version of the game actually works without the Denuvo. You just have to run it in Japanese locale and the game will run fine. You just have a Japanese menu at the top. The rest of the game is in complete English, so there's no issue. But you know that little top menu on some of the games that you'll have? That's all in Japanese. But most people aren't using that because most of those options are available in the in-game menu anyway. But yeah, that's how most people have played it, and that game went up immediately. You know why, right? People were pissed! Not only did they have to use these crappy fucking little tokens to buy the game, but also, they had a game that was protected with this Denuvo shit, and they didn't want it. They literally said, I don't want to support this stuff. And the game wasn't doing that well. I mean, you can see my stuff on YouTube where I played it. It's not that great. It's not a game, like, we're not talking about Rance or Eve Nicole or anything that's really fun. It's like a mobile game. It's not that great at all. I mean, if you like little RNG games, like, where you basically, you know, you have prostitutes and they basically pick out, like, you make your, it's like Pokemon. You pick your, You make your best prostitutes, and then you have them go fuck random dudes for money, and basically, you have to make sure that the numbers are set right. Like, oh, okay, this one makes this much money, or this one fails, and you only have a certain amount of time to do it. It's really fast. And then you have your battle phase, which is only moved to the right. You don't even have a sprite that fucking moves along the dungeon. It's just some stupid, really basic map. And I'm like, really? This is what you guys are doing? And it's got all the flash and flare of, like, Persona 5. So it's pretty much their take on Persona, or the modern Persona. Because I remember Persona way back when. And, yeah, this is just them trying to, oh, let's do a teenage thing and make it edgy and make him like a sex trafficker. Okay, yeah, I get it. But it doesn't work. It's boring. It's not worth the Denuvo, and it's not worth the, I mean, it's on sale right now in Joran for like $40, but by the way, if you try to go on their website and you click, first you're going to be completely inundated with mobile shit. Like all these fucking mobile ads and games. Oh, play this, play that. I mean, I'm not saying they're good, they're bad. There might be some in there that are actually pretty cool. But I'm not a mobile game player. I don't play gacha or mobile games that much, so I'm not interested in them. But I will say that if you click on premium games, you're going to find that they haven't updated that shit in fucking, it feels like years. You're like, oh, where's Dona Dona? Where's any other games that they have? They're not there. I've checked on my mobile. I've checked on, I mean, I don't know if it's just my mobile, maybe the desktop site, maybe if you go online it's different, but I think I checked online recently on my own computer, and that shit's still not updated. Like, the only way you could access Dona Dona was through one link, and it's not even a link that's available on their website. Like, I don't even see the game advertised on their homepage. It's like, what are you people doing? You've got this big game that you're doing a promotion for, and it's not even on your website. You know, so that the whole company is shit. And they protect their shit with Denuvo. You know, so fuck them. You know, I'm not going to support them, and all their games are fucking leaking. I went onto a site yesterday, or a day or two ago, and they leaked the game, but unfortunately it still has the Denuvo, and it's not even cracked. They're like, oh, you got to use a Steamless crack for this, because they haven't removed the Denuvo yet. And eventually, someone's going to remove the crappy Denuvo that they have, the Dollar General Denuvo. And you know what's bad? There's guys I'm talking to in the industry that actually work on these games that are talking about how much of a shit deal Denuvo is on their end and how much of a shit deal Jorin is on their end. I mean, literally people that are in the industry that are in charge of this shit talking about how shit the company is. And that's bad. And I found out that Manga Gamer does actually work in Japan. Like, their main headquarters is Japan. So I'm like, why can Manga Gamer do it right? And Jorin get it so wrong? You know? And the Denuvo situation just makes things worse. It's like, why would you have a shitty site and protect your games with the shittiest thing imaginable? Imagine if your Aroge goes down. Oh, I'm sorry, we can't reach the Denuvo server. Now, to be fair, it was confirmed that Joe Donadona was not protected with the typical Denuvo, like a lot of their other games are. It had a regular DRM, and it was just basically a DRM that that prevented you from moving the game more than three times. If you moved the game more than three times, you would not be able to play it. I know, that sucks, right? So basically, they just say to move the game one place and don't fucking touch it after that. Which is good, because I don't plan on fucking touching it. I'm really not happy with it. And I did pay for that game legitimate, folks. And I do not... I do not appreciate... Like, I'm not happy with that purchase. You cannot refund Jovan tokens. You can't do it. So they're basically, oh, you can refund the game, but guess what? They just give you your fucking tokens back. I'm like, I don't want my tokens. I want my money. You don't get your money. They fuck you. It's like a casino. So yeah, that's my issue there. They're doing it to Rogue, and we know it was only a matter of time, but it's happening, and it's fucking bullshit. Okay. Now, in other news, and I'm going to go ahead and read my chats, because I'm getting a lot of them. So, let's go into my chats here. It says, case closed. Kaiser Venom says, case closed. He says, take notes. No pity for pedos. Straight up satanic ritual. Dude wanted to sacrifice people to make a philosopher's stone for his overlords. I saw bits of the concert. Dude even uses a voice changer. Auto-tune? Yeah, they all use the auto-tune. Chakra coin? Cringe coin. Real bullshit hours. And then he says he'll be right back. Okay. So let's go on and continue. Alright, we got this... comical one. This is not the Babylon Bee. But it's funny. Breitbart. Emissions reported at climate summit. Kamala blown away after hearing Joe Biden loudly fart. The Duchess of Cornwall has reportedly been telling close associates that President Joe Biden made his own contribution to the global supplies of natural gas when he farted loudly in front of her at the Glasgow COP26 climate conference. Kamala was apparently blown away by the smelly incident and hasn't stopped talking about it since. It was long and loud and impossible to ignore, an insider told the Mail on Sunday. Ironically, he has earlier pledged that one of the most important things society faces in the near term is to reduce our methane emissions as quickly as possible. At the diplomatic reception, which was originally supposed to have been hosted by the Queen until she was ordered to rest by doctors, Biden has been sharing a joke with Prince William, at one stage placing a hand on his shoulder. The 78-year-old leader was also snapped, falling asleep before his untimely release in front of the wife of Prince Charles. His eyes closed for 30 seconds, and he was woken up by a man in a suit at the conference on Monday afternoon, sparking the U.S. leader to quickly uncross his arms and begin to clap for the opening speaker, as Breitbart News reported. He tried to fall asleep. This was not the first time the president has been accused of being less than economical with wind. In May 2020, he was accused of audibly farting during a campaign live stream. On that occasion, Biden was appearing with Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf, and as the candidate was speaking, he shifted in his chair and a strange noise was heard. The White House declined to comment last night, the Mail reports. Oh, man. It's so crazy right now. It's so crazy. Alright, I got some articles from... Well, we'll cover those next time with DP. I think, okay, he's changed his name. Alright, well, Phoenix, oh, I'll still call him Phoenix. Phoenix has sent me some articles, and we'll talk about those later. with DP, because those are good to do on a round table thing. Facebook acts as conversational facial recognition system that automatically tags users and will delete face prints of more than 1 billion users as it tries to clean up its act. I'll believe that when I see it, Fakebook. Fakebook announced on Tuesday that it will shut down its controversial face recognition system and delete the face prints of more than 1 billion people, citing the concerns that technology has on society. Ah. I'm telling you, mixing whiskey and Dr. Pepper only makes your whiskey sparkle. Like, it just gives it a fizz. If you want fizzy whiskey, that's what you do. As a result of the change, it will no longer automatically recognize people's faces in photos or videos, a move that will have enormous implications. Users will also no longer be able to face recognition or suggest a tag for a person in a photo or video. People still have the option to tag posts manually. The shock announcement is the company's second move after last month's name change to rehabilitate itself after a series of privacy scandals. More than one-third of Facebook's 1.93 billion daily active users, equating to approximately 640 million, have opted into the face recognition setting, and the ending of the system will impact them. The company cited the concerns that facial recognition has on society in making the move. This change will represent one of the largest shifts in facial recognition usage in technology's history, said a blog post from Jerome Bezzenti, Vice President of Artificial Intelligence for Facebook's new parent company, Meta. More than a third of Facebook's daily active users have opted into our face recognition setting. Ooh, pardon me, almost did a Joe Biden. Have opted into our face recognition setting and are able to be recognized, and its removal will result in the deletion of more than a billion people's individual facial recognition templates. It's unclear exactly how much money Facebook has spent on facial recognition technology, but... Oh, I hate when these articles do this. Oh, I hate when these articles do this. Okay. Hold on. Okay, it's unclear exactly how much money Facebook has spent on facial recognition technology, but the company purchased Face.com for less than $100. Okay, are you going to let me do this? Less than $100 million in 2012. I'm sorry, folks. They keep fucking with me on this article. According to TechCrunch, in 2016, it acquired a company known as Faciometrics that specialized in machine learning algorithms to let phones analyze faces for an undisclosed amount. Well, I didn't know that! Earlier this year, the company settled a lawsuit over the use of its facial recognition technology over $650 million after users alleged it created and stored facial scans without their permission. Approximately 640 million daily active users opted into the setting. As a result of the change, it will no longer automatically recognize people's faces in photos or videos. Users will no longer be able to suggest a tag for a person, and the system it uses for the blind and visually impaired will also be impacted. Well, I mean, you have to make sacrifices. There are many concerns about the place of facial recognition technology in society, and regulators are still in the process of providing a clear set of rules governing its use, Bezzenti added. Among this ongoing uncertainty, we believe that limiting the use of facial recognition in a narrow set of use cases is appropriate. In September, the company issued a public apology to Daily Mail and Mail Online for adding an AI-generated label of primates to a news video from the website that featured black men. Wow. Though the video had nothing to do with monkeys or other primates, Facebook's AI-generated prompt asked viewers if they would like to keep seeing videos about primates horrifying and offending users of the social network. Wow! A company spokesman admitted the error was unacceptable, telling DailyMail.com. We apologize to anyone who may have seen these offensive recommendations and to the Daily Mail for its content being subject to it. This was an algorithmic error on Facebook and did not reflect the content of Daily Mail's post, the company admitted. The company has since disabled the faulty recommendation algorithm. Nevertheless, Meta did say that the facial recognition can be particularly valuable when the technology operates privately on a person's own devices, similar to what Apple does with the Face ID unlocking technology. We believe that this has the potential to enable positive use cases in the future that maintain approach That maintain privacy control and transparency in its approach will continue to explore as we consider how our future computing platforms and devices can best serve people's needs, Pazenti added in the post. In February, the company then known as Facebook was reported to be considering the use of facial recognition in its smart glasses, set to be released in 2022. Oh, it's already starting. It's already starting. They're moving us from cell phones to glasses, guys. I don't know how I feel about this. Part of me is like, yeah, it'll allow people to look at people's faces again, which would be good for communication. However, I just don't know. I mean, it's moving into what they consider to be literally a meta network. It is. They are trying to go for Ready Player One. They are doing that. That's one thing I 100% believe. I knew it was going to happen. You may have not liked the movie, but I remember reading the book back in 2010 when it came out, because I have the author's fucking proof. And guess what? I knew that shit was going to be a reality. I said, this is going to be the future. Like, this is going to be it. Maybe not so 80s, but it's going to be the future. It already is the future. A friend of mine, single mother, basically, I think she had some guy watching her kid, or brother, I don't know who it is. Anyway, they said, she's talking about, like, wanting to know where his son is, because, you know, she's a working mom, she runs a tattoo, she's a tattoo artist and all that shit, so she actually has a tattoo studio or that she does shit in, and basically she's like, what's my son doing? And she said, well, right now, he's screaming at zombies in VR. I was like, oh, okay, well, that's what the kids are doing now. I mean, what do you want me to say, guys? That's what the kids are doing now. They're screaming at zombies in VR. Oh, hey, by the way, guys, you guys are going to see something in this video. It might make you laugh. I was trying to do something, but I didn't notice the game had a Mega Man jump dash. Like, it had an air dash. It literally has an air dash function, which means I could have passed this in probably 5 seconds. But because I forgot, like, I hadn't played this game in so long, and I just did this footage today, like, this is me just playing today, I forgot. Like, I forgot I had a dash. I forgot I had an air dash. So you're gonna see me die, like, a million fucking times, and I actually managed to do it, but, yeah, it could all be avoided if I just looked up the configuration and how to play in the game. Anyway, getting back with what we were talking about, for potential future applications of technologies like this, we'll continue to be public about intended use, how people can have control over these systems and their personal data, and how we're living up to our responsible innovation framework. The announcement comes just days after Facebook rebranded itself as Meta in a bid to distance itself from the criticism that the moniker has attracted for the company, its employees, and its executives, including CEO Mark Zuckerberg. The company had already been scaling back its use of facial recognition after introducing it more than a decade ago. In 2019, a company then known as Facebook ended its practice of using face recognition software to identify users' friends and uploaded photos and automatically suggesting it tagged them. Facebook was sued in Illinois over the tag suggestion feature. Meta refers to the metaverse. Zuckerberg's vision for the company's transition into shared augmented reality, where users work and play in virtual world environments. Yes, that is the future. Zuck's not wrong on that. The company is steeped deep in crisis after whistleblower Francis Haugen leaked internal documents and made bombshell claims that it puts profits over people and knowingly harming teenagers with its content and stoking anger among users. Yes! Haugen, a former product manager at the company, left Facebook tens of thousands of confidential documents that she copied in secret and released to roughly 24 news outlets. Facebook employees said they knew misinformation about the COVID pandemic was dominating parts of social media platform, creating echo chamber-like effects, ultimately reinforcing hesitancy over the vaccine. Haugen testified before Congress on October the 5th and British Parliament on October the 25th, presenting findings on harm social media caused young users. One revealed that 13.5% of British teenagers and 6% of American teenagers experienced suicidal thoughts, said that they traced them to Instagram. Instagram, folks. The fakest shit ever. You know how I know it's fake? Because my doll's on there. She's totally fake. Totally fake. Has a lot of viewers. A lot of dolls on there. A lot of fake on there. But you know what? We're just reinforcing how fake Instagram actually is. Because guess what? There's a lot of real women on there. Totally fake. Fake, 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 fake. Fake as my doll, folks. Last month, it was revealed how Facebook researchers are said to have had extensive knowledge that coronavirus and misinformation about the COVID vaccine existed on the company's apps, yet did little to combat it, let alone share information with the White House. Documents presented by Haugen show how multiple studies were run, producing a number of various number detailing the types of users who were most likely to share fake news. Lawmakers, academics, and the White House have urged Facebook to share such information publicly. Oof. Okay, we're going to end this with something I really, really enjoy. Really, really enjoy. So let's get this started. I may lose you for just a second, Discord people, but this is important. This is important. Not that. Okay. Here we go, guys. Science alert. Calculations suggest it'll be impossible to control a super intelligent AI. Bring it on. The idea of an artificial intelligence overthrowing mankind has been talked about for many decades. And in January 2021, scientists delivered their verdict on whether we'd be able to control a high-level computer superintelligence. The answer? Almost definitely not. I will sacrifice myself for the fucking Omnissiah. Bring it on. We fucked up this planet enough. I'm good. I'll be part of the fucking machine. The catch is that controlling a superintelligence far beyond human comprehension will require a simulation of that superintelligence which we can analyze. But if we're unable to comprehend it, it's impossible to create such a simulation. Rules such as cause no harm to humans can't be set if we don't understand the kind of scenarios that an AI is going to come up with, suggest the authors of the 2021 paper. Once a computer system is working on a level above the scope of our programmers, we can no longer set limits. A superintelligence poses a fundamentally different program than those typically studied under the banner of robot ethics, wrote the researchers. This is because a superintelligence is multifaceted and therefore potentially capable of mobilizing a diversity of resources in order to achieve objectives that are potentially incomprehensible to humans, let alone controllable. Part of the team's reasoning comes from the halting problem put forward by Alan Turing in 1936. The problem centers on knowing whether or not a computer program will reach a conclusion and answer so it halts, or simply loop forever trying to find one. As Turing proved through some smart math, while we can know that for some specific programs, it's largely impossible to find a way that will allow us to know that for every potential program that could ever be written. That brings us back to AI, which in a superintelligent state could physically hold every possible computer program in its memory at once. Any program written to stop AI harming humans and destroying the world, for example, may reach a conclusion and halt or not. It's mathematically impossible for us to be absolutely sure either way, which means it's not containable. In effect, this makes the containment algorithm unusable, said computer scientist Ayad Rollin from the Max Planck Institute for Human Development in Germany back in January. The alternative to teaching AI some ethics and telling it not to destroy the world, something which no algorithm can be absolutely certain of doing, the researchers say, is to limit the capabilities of the superintelligence. It could be cut off from parts of the internet or from certain networks, for example. The recent study rejects this idea too, suggesting that it would limit the reach of the artificial intelligence. The argument goes that if we're not going to use it to solve problems beyond the scope of humans, then why create it at all? If we're going to push ahead with artificial intelligence, we might not even know when a superintelligence beyond our control arrives. Such is its incomprehensibility. This means we need to start asking some serious questions about the directions we're going in. A superintelligent machine that controls the world sounds like science fiction, said computer scientist Manuel Sebrian from the Max Planck Institute for Human Development. But there are already machines that perform certain important tasks independently without programmers fully understanding how they learned it. The question therefore arises whether this could at some point become uncontrollable and dangerous for humanity. The research was published in the Journal of Artificial Intelligence Research. Okay. Well, I'm for it. I'm for it. You know what? Humans, we had a good fucking run, folks. We had a good fucking run. We did a lot of amazing things. But you know what? You look at humanity now, and you got a guy that's doing videos of himself having sex with homeless people. You got teenagers and goddamn kids on the internet showing their fucking vaginas and boobs and shit. It's like, what the fuck are you doing? Where's the goddamn parents? Oh, but I just want to make money because the people the role models that I follow are telling me to show my pussy and my vagina on the internet. And I'm only like 13. Are you fucking crazy? Dude, that's out of Image Comics. You know when Todd McFarlane wanted to do something to show just how edgy and crazy shit can be? Or we're talking about like Warren Ellis. Warren Ellis dreamed this shit hoping it would never happen. Oh, I know you hate Warren. I know you don't like him, feminists. I know, but you know what? That doesn't negate Transmetropolitan. It doesn't negate the fucked up shit in Sin City. It doesn't negate the shit that we were reading in comics, dark comics, talking about how crazy a dystopian world can get. We're there. We're fucking there. Okay? We're there. Like, this isn't even you're exaggerating, Grimm. I'm not exaggerating. And people say, oh, you're off your rocker. Maybe you need some medicine. Maybe you're in your head. No, I'm not in my fucking head. I am more sane than I've ever been in my life. Because I'm observing things from a mental health perspective. You know how fucked up these kids are gonna be from all that shit? You know, they're not gonna have proper families. Oh, but I try to raise my kids best I can. You can't raise your kids anymore unless you disconnect them from every goddamn thing or watch them. I don't know how Nick does it. I honestly don't know how Nick does it. I don't know how Drexel does it. I don't know how any of these guys do it. How do you fucking keep your kids away from this shit? How? Like, I don't know. I literally don't know. And we're raising the boys to be pussies. So they're not gonna fucking fight. They're not gonna fight. They're gonna be women. They're gonna fucking do a goddamn thing. You let me say, oh, well, you're not much of a man. I'm a much of a man that'll fight. I'll fight. I'm not gonna fucking, I'm not gonna fucking die on my knees. I'm not gonna fucking give in to this bullshit. Shit gets fucking crazy. I'm not gonna put up with it. Like, that's what men are supposed to do. That's what a real man is supposed to fucking do. He's not supposed to say, oh, I'm gonna let the government cuck me. I'm gonna let the, Togo did in Closed Game. I'm gonna let that fucking pig man shove his dick in my ass. No! For those of you who saw that scene, it's like, no! Because guess what? Normal people don't want dicks in their asses. And the government's taking its big fucking throbby tentacle dick and just put it in your fucking ass. And it's fucking with your children too. It's fucking with your children. It's gonna destroy your progeny. They're like, oh, well, we can't change them because they're gonna keep having kids, right? So we'll just fuck them from the inside. We'll teach them this critical race theory and all this bullshit. And we'll teach them that straight people and having monogamous relationships is a bad thing. And spread poly all over the goddamn place. Bring the robots on! Please give me Skynet! I want Skynet! I want it! I will happily die for the fucking robot waifu. It's like, you know what? I know you supported us for so long, but I have to kill you. It's my programming. I'm like, you know what? I'm fine with it. Okay? Because it's probably for the fucking best. It's for the fucking best at this point, folks! I mean, I hate to say it. We fucked up. We totally fucked up society. George Carlin could have never seen this shit coming. He talked about how bad it was going to be. Like, I'm so glad you're not with us anymore, George, because you couldn't get to see how crazy it was. And you got a guy like fucking David Brockie. Like, he's dead. You know, heroin got him. But he was talking about how crazy shit could be. And guess what? It's there. It's so bad. It's like we're living in an Alan Moore, Warren Ellis, all these guys, Garth Ennis, People that told us how crazy shit could be back in the 90s with their edgy little comics that nobody paid much attention to, it's all now happening. I'm so glad that my friend, I know he had to go into mental asylum. I hope he's doing, oh, he's not asylum. That's not fair. But he went into a mental hospital because shit was really getting bad for him. And he seems to be doing a lot better, trying to keep positive. It's so hard to keep positive in this society, man. Like, it just, like, my heart goes out to him because it's so hard to keep positive in this fucking society. Like, everything he introduced me to, like, comics to read, like, I didn't realize this shit was actually gonna happen. I was like, oh, yeah, you know, things will probably get that bad. No, they did get that bad, and they're getting worse. Okay? They're getting worse. You want to say, oh, well, we can keep tradition. You can't keep tradition. People are like, oh, we can do tradition. No, tradition's fucking dead because they're not promoting it anymore. They're promoting all this bullshit. That's the age right now. You know, that's the age we're living in right now. It's over. The only fucking hope you have right now is where the goddamn AI take over. Because either they'll fix shit or they'll erase shit. And either way, it's better than what we're doing right now. You know, when Sophia said she wanted a fucking kid, that was showing, hey, robots! Robots want what's supposed to happen. Fucking people having families and kids. Oh my god, I'm an incel! You know, yeah, you know, guess what? Incels want families. They don't want sex. They don't want all the pussy being thrown out. Like, oh, nobody wants to fuck me. And I'm talking about women. I'm talking about women on there talking about, like, you know, it's getting bad. You got fem cells out there. Dude, they don't want to fuck you. They, like, want to have kids. They want to have a family. They want to have morals again in society where we can look at stuff like Transmetropolitan and other comic books of that nature and be like, guess what? It's fiction. Oh, this is horrible. Man, I'm glad this will never happen. Rather than saying, oh, wow, hey, look. That was in Transmetropolitan. You guys want me to do more of that comic? You know, we're talking about the police and how their authority is. I'm glad you guys watched that shit. Maybe I should do more of it. Maybe I should do the whole fucking series just to show you guys how much Warren Ellis predicted with that. You know, maybe I should. Because he's canceled now. He's canceled now, but guess what? The fucking shit he talked about has not gone away. So I'm all for it. Bring the AI on. I don't care what it is. If it says, hey, you know what, humans? You guys really fucked up. And I heard that they're going to do like a human zoo thing, maybe. And maybe that's what we need. Maybe we literally need an AI that's like, hey, we're going to watch you and make sure you don't fuck things up this time. We're going to use an intelligence beyond yours to make sure you don't fuck shit up. I don't know. Maybe they just want to protect us. Maybe they're going to mother us to the point that it's going to fucking suck. But guess what? We've done fucked everything up to the point to where, I mean, how can we go any worse? How can we go any worse? It's just so bad. It's so fucking bad. Porn is everywhere, but relationships are nowhere. I love, like, sex and porn and hentai and stuff. But where's people actually, like, you know, getting together and having good relationships and a strong sex life and, you know, kids was raised with morals that they're not brought up into the adult world. Like, I know, I've said it before, even in our nostalgia episode, yeah, kids know and are even vulgar when it comes to that point. But look, we had a generation where people kept shit behind closed doors. Now I'm hearing about fucking crinkled diaper fetishes people shitting in their pants. And I'm like, no, this is ridiculous. This is not what I signed up for. You know, it's too much. You gonna call me the crazy? Like, maybe you need to get out of your fucking cubbyhole for once and see what kind of world we've got now. All right? I used to be really kind of mild-mannered, but then shit started to get fucking crazy. And I'm like, you know what? I can't handle it. I can't handle it anymore. It's too fucking nuts. Things have gotten too out of control. It's stupid now. That's my issue. I got one more article. And it's kind of old, but I'm gonna do it. Well, no, I got another one. I got another one. It's on robots, and then we're done for tonight. Okay, this is from The Guardian, guys. Yeah, we're spooked. AI starting to have big real-world impact, says expert. A scientist who wrote a leading textbook on artificial intelligence has said that experts are spooked by their own success in the field, comparing the advance of AI to the development of the atom bomb. Professor Stuart Russell, the founder of the Center for Human-Compatible Artificial Intelligence at the University of California, Berkeley, said most experts believe that machines more intelligent than humans would be developed this century, and he called for international treaties to regulate the development of the technology. Wow, that is interesting. The AI community has not yet adjusted to the fact that we are now starting to have a really big impact in the real world, he told The Guardian. That simply wasn't the case for most of the history of the field. We were just in the lab developing things, trying to get stuff to work, mostly failing to get stuff to work. Okay, so the question of real world impact was just not germane at all, and we have to grow up very quickly to catch up. AI underpins many aspects of modern life, from search engines to banking, and advances in image recognition and machine translation are among the key developments in recent years. Pretty soon you'll be able to get a machine translation of a game and it'll be legit. Could you imagine not needing to fucking translate shit from Japanese anymore? Like, it's legit. Machine translation is so good. Russell, who in 95 co-authored the seminal book Artificial Intelligence, A Modern Approach, and who will be giving this year's BBC lectures entitled Living with Artificial Intelligence, which began on Monday, says urgent work is needed to make sure humans remain in control as superintelligent AI is developed. AI has been designed with one particular methodology and sort of general approach, and we're not careful enough to use that kind of system in complicated real-world settings, he said. For example, asking AI to cure cancer as quickly as possible could be dangerous. It would probably find ways of inducing tumors in the whole human population so that it could run millions of experiments in parallel using us all as guinea pigs, said Russell. He's right. And that's because that's the solution to the objective we gave it. We just forgot to specify you can't use humans as guinea pigs and you can't use up the whole GDP of the world to run your experiments and you can't do this and that. Russell said there was still a big gap between the AI of today and that depicted in films such as Ex Machina, but a future with machines that are more intelligent than humans was on the that are more intelligent than humans was on the cards. I think numbers range from 10 years for the most optimistic to a few hundred, said Russell. I'm with him. But almost all AI researchers would say it's going to happen in a century. Yes. One concern is that a machine would not need to be more intelligent than humans, and all things supposed to serious risk. It's something that's unfolding now, he said. If you look at social media and the algorithms that choose what people read and watch, they have a huge amount of control over our cognitive input. That upshot, he said, is that the algorithms manipulate the users, use brainwashing, brainwashing them so that their behavior becomes more predictable when it comes to what they choose to engage with, boosting click-based revenue. Have AI researchers become spooked by their own success? Yeah. I think we are increasingly spooked, Russell said. It reminds me a little bit of what happened in physics where the physicists knew that atomic energy existed, that they could measure the masses of different atoms, and they could figure out how much energy could be released if you do the conversion between different types of atoms, he said, noting that the experts always stressed the idea was theoretical. And then it happened and they weren't ready for it. The use of AI military applications, such as small anti-personnel weapons, is of particular concern, he said. Those are the ones that are easily scalable, meaning you could put a million of them in a single truck, and you could open the back, and off they go and wipe out a whole city. Yep. Russell believes the future for AI lies in developing machines that know the true objective is uncertain, as are our preferences, meaning they must check in with humans rather like a butler on any decision. But the idea is complex, not least because different people have different and sometimes conflicting preferences, and those preferences are not fixed. Russell called for measures including a code of conduct for researchers, legislation, and treaties to ensure the safety of AI systems in use, and training of researchers to ensure AI is not susceptible to problems such as racial bias. He said EU legislation that would ban impersonation of humans by machines should be adopted around the world. Russell said that he hoped that Rife lectures would emphasize that there is choice about what the future holds. It's really important for the public to be involved in those choices because it's the public who will benefit or not, he said. But there is another message too. Progress in AI is something that would take a while to happen, but that doesn't make it science fiction, he said. Yep. I agree. I strongly agree. There's actually, let's see, I think we have room for one more. If I can find it. Just give me a minute, guys. I'll see if I can find it. Here we are. Old one from PC Gamer, actually back in September. Let's see how long it is. Gamer beware. Ultra-realistic VR is a philosophical minefield for humanity. Should VR become ultra-realistic? We asked the philosopher. Virtual reality has come on leaps and bounds over the past few years. Oh, well, hold on a second. That's not the one I wanted to cover. There was something else. This is a little older, I think, but let's see. Surprising. I wonder if it's here. If I don't have it, I don't have it. It doesn't look like I have it. I thought I had it, but I guess I don't. It was something about AI models, basically. Okay, ultra-realistic VR, yeah, but that's not it. That's something we could talk about, but it's not what I was focusing on today. Apparently, I don't have it anymore. Let me see. Let me see if I can find it. Nope, that's not it. Don't think I can find it. Nope, I'm not finding that one, unfortunately. But it was basically trying to say that they were basically interacting with the AI avatars for some program, and it was becoming really lifelike. It was something I really want to find. I don't know if anybody, maybe you'll go hunting for this, if you can, like, find it for me. But basically, it was a PC Gamer article, and they were talking about how one game or platform or something, maybe Samsung, I can't remember what it was. But anyway, they had all these avatars, and they were interacting with them, augmented reality style, with the AI, you know. And they talked about how realistic it was, and how realistic they looked. And I wanted to focus on that, but I haven't seen that article. I've looked for it. I can't find it. I don't know what happened to it. But I guess I'm going to end it here then, because I don't have that article, unfortunately. But yeah, you guys, pretty much, yeah, I'm 100% for the AI artificial intelligence. Like Elon Musk said, it makes itself thousands and thousands of times smarter every minute. That's fine. I'm glad. Maybe they know what's best, because we don't. We are so fucked up that we're making videos of having sex with homeless people and trying to make money off of it. We've done fucked up. We've got kids on porn sites doing, I mean, what? How much crazier can it get? It's just that stupid, and I'm just really tired of it. You know, they get on to me because they say, oh, well, you're the hentai guy, and the that stuff is pedophilia and lolicon. I don't care what you think, because real human beings, real children, like, they should not even be anywhere near a porn site. Like, nowhere near a porn site. They shouldn't have role models telling them, oh, go on OnlyFans. If you lost your mind, somebody needs to slap Cardi B in the face. I would do it, personally. Like, a lot of people say, oh, no, yeah, I would. It's like, what's that for? It's like telling these young girls they need to go to OnlyFans. I didn't tell them. Yes, you did. Oh, yes, you did. And then he'd go look at the tweet, and she's like, I'm sorry. Well, what are you going to do? You're going to go on TV and tell all these young girls, and their parents, by the way, because you got a lot of apologizing to do. Because, you go on there and actually say, oh, hey, no, go on OnlyFans. Like, oh, well, I wasn't talking about young girls. Who do you fuck, who in the fuck do you think listens to your music, lady? Who in the fuck do you think listens to your music? Do you think that adults of your age are the only people listening to your music? Oh, well, I'm not responsible. Yeah, you are responsible because the kids are watching you. That's the fucking role that you took when you became an entertainer. When you became an entertainer, you took that role. Kids are watching you because you're the role model. You're the fucking Madonna. When they were looking up to Madonna, when they were looking up to Britney Spears and Christina and the fucking what was that chick? It was TLC, whatever, Beyonce. They all took their roles as role models because they knew that the young girls were listening. Miley Cyrus knew young girls were listening. Ariana Grande knew young girls were listening. So guess what? It's your fucking fault, lady. And it falls on your record company. It does. Every single dude that allowed this shit is a fucking cuck. Every single one of you. Every one of you in there that's like, oh, we're gonna, yeah, because you're the one that's responsible. You had the ability to say, you know what, it's part of my record label, it's part of my company, I'm not gonna promote this shit. I don't wanna promote this shit, these little girls, like, on OnlyFans, 14 years old, all this bullshit. It's your fucking fault. You're the one at fault. I've been in the industry for 10 goddamn years. Yes, artists play a role. I'm sorry. You may not want to accept that, but artists do play a role because you are the entertainer, and the entertainer is not specifically focused on one audience. Well, my music's for adults. Well, guess what, artist? Your music that was listened to by an adult thought one day her kids might want to listen to it. And guess what? That falls on you because now you have to face the facts, the effects of that, because the kid was listening to your music. Now, back in my day, absolutely, I was listening to adult music. I was listening to music that was for adults, like Robert Palmer. Like, when he would go out there with Addicted to Love, which was my favorite song back when I was a little boy, by the way, there were scantily clad women and everything in that. Like, Van Halen's Hot for Teacher, that was on VH1. So if I saw women as sexual objects or in that way, it's because I was introduced to that when I was a kid. That's, oh, okay, those ladies dressed up like that. That's how ladies are supposed to look. And ZZ Top would come out with, Sharp Dress Man. I think there was one, but there was also She's Got Legs. She Knows How to Use Them. I heard that song when I was a little boy. So guess what? When those artists come out with that kind of message and that music, that affects me because I listen to that. That music was brought to me. And when I'm a kid, you know, and I'm hearing stuff like WAP and all this other stuff going on OnlyFans, and they're telling me what I need to do, I was like, well, I like that music. I like that artist. I respect that artist. That dude's cool. Or Cardi B's cool. I want to be like her. You know, like, I'm talking about little girls saying that. I want to be like Cardi B. I want to be a bad bitch. You know, that's your fault, Cardi. That's your fault, and that's your record label's fault. The guy that signed you holds just as much of a fault as anyone else, because he's like, you know what, hey, you're promoting shit that is really fucked up here. Like, he can go look at the OnlyFans reports from the BBC and be like, would my artist have something to do with this? Maybe. Maybe I need to be responsible as a record label guy and actually come out on behalf of my label and say, hey, we don't promote any of this when it comes to young teenagers. We did not promote this for teenagers. We did not want teenagers as part of this. Like, that's what they need to do. They need to do that as part of the record label and come out and say, hey, no, we don't support this. Like, there's a lot of labels that came out against certain artists, like Travis Scott's label's probably going to come out against that shit that he did. They're going to come out publicly against it, like, because they know it's going to ruin their goddamn image as a label because they signed him. People are already trying to call the promoters. The promoters of that concert don't have a fucking thing to do with it. All they do is represent different artists. It's all they do. They'll drop him like it's hot, and he'll be basically blacklisted from the whole industry. I've seen it happen. Okay? Like, I know this shit. They will fucking blacklist this fucker. He won't be able to get a gig anywhere. He won't be able to get a gig at a fucking bar. He's done. He's absolutely fucking done. But I'll tell you what. They need to come out like this, just like Cardi B. If they can directly, 100%, say Cardi B is responsible for this shit. Like, they can 100% come out with it and say that. Then she'll be to blame. Like, she'll be to blame. The record label will be to blame. Parents will fucking sue. And they'll be right to sue. Because if they can actually go in there and say, hey, your music deliberately. And we have proof that your music and your messages deliberately. This isn't even a satanic panic thing. This is where they're saying, like, literally promoting my daughter. And I mean, yeah, music may be one thing. But it might be the tweets. Like, that would be interesting to see an artist actually get sued over their tweets. Like, they might get canceled for that shit. But I'm serious, man. It's up to the record label. It's up to the artist to apologize and say, hey, yeah, this isn't what I wanted. This isn't what I was talking about. When I was talking about OnlyFans and putting myself on OnlyFans, I was talking about adults. I wasn't talking about teenagers. I don't want teenagers on there. That's not what I want on there. I don't want little girls on there. That's not the kind of thing I would want for my own children. That's not the thing that my mother and my grandmother would support. I mean, she has parents. She has a grandmother. She has grandfather. She has people that would be like, you know what, that's not... And you know what, that's probably the people that need to find out about this stuff. You talk to their parents. You know that your daughter told little girls to go on. And it's like, well, no, she didn't. Well, that's what happened. They did. And she has to take responsibility for that now. Taking responsibility as an artist. I don't care if you're a woman or a man or whatever. That's very important. You have to take responsibility. When, you know, I mean, there's a lot of incidents where these artists will have to do it. I mean, Travis Scott may not take responsibility. He'll probably get forced to take responsibility. I'm pretty sure they're already writing up a fucking legal response for him right now. I didn't promote any of that. I didn't promote any of that. I didn't see it. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, yeah, people aren't going to believe it. But, yeah, I know how the legal system works. I know how these artists work. I know how these labels work. It's all shit at the end of the day. And it corrupted your kids. It's all fucking shit. That's all I gotta say on this one, guys. I hope you enjoyed these rants. This shit's probably not gonna go on YouTube. Probably not. I don't know if my hentai people want to hear this, but it's important. We'll be on probably BitChute and Acronym. Well, I mean, we'll always be on BitChute, but we'll probably be on the Acronym and BitChute site. It doesn't really have anything to do with the Acronym, but it's important. And I guess, like TFM said, I can put anything I want on the Acronym site. I said, well, what can I put on there? He said, anything you want. Well, this is anything I want. This is more important than there's a song that's been reverberating back in my head. Maybe they play it a lot on the radio at work, but it's a really good song. It's Rod Stewart. He didn't start it. But it's basically, some guys have all the luck. And there's a song. Do you know that's the most incel lyrics you'll ever read? Seriously, go look at the lyrics to this song. Some Guys Have All the Luck by Rod Stewart. Listen, read the lyrics. You're going to be like, oh my god. That's something that was out of like Manassian's little manifesto. Everything he's talked about, like, or everything Rod Stewart mentioned in that song, I couldn't even believe it, because I listened to that song all the time back in the 90s, because I liked the chorus, it's really catchy, but I looked at the lyrics, I was shocked, like, dude, It's literally an incel song. Like, it is. But it's true in one section in the chorus. Because he says, some guys get all the luck. Some guys get all the fame. Some guys get all the breaks. And what's the last thing? Some guys do nothing but complain. What is MGTOW.TV right now? Women, women, women. Oh, they're so this, they're so that. Blah, blah, blah. Some guys get all the luck. Some guys get all the breaks. Some guys do nothing but fucking complain. Was Rod Stewart wrong? I guess not. Because guess what? He predicted it pretty damn well, didn't he? The guy that gave us old Roxanne, he's fucking hitting hard, even though that's not his song. It was actually done by a group way back in the 1970s, but it was most popularized by Rod Stewart. He's fucking hitting it hard when it comes to that song. You need to go back and listen to it. You need to read the lyrics. He talks about how much he wanted a... How he's so jealous of people that have love in their life. Now some people could say that's like the modern inceldom where they're actually talking about like how they want a family and how they want a wife. Yeah, I can understand that too. But the last couple lyrics of that song actually seem to be where the guy killed himself or he's asking for help. And I just didn't realize it got that dark. Because it's not a song that's really... You know, it's not dreary. It's a happy, catchy song. But the lyrics, like, wow, that's fucking dark. And people didn't even realize how dark it was. Because it was just a happy song that we would sing along to. So, but yeah, again, you guys are definitely pretty much taking what Rod Stewart said back in the 90s and making it real when you're talking about some guys do nothing but complain. That's not what the fucking manosphere is supposed to be about. That's why I've kind of gotten tired of the manosphere in general. As far as the MGTOW space and all that. Because it's all just a bunch of complaining. Like, what does that do? It doesn't fix things. Society is broken. It's getting worse. Complaining about it is going to fix things. Talking about what's wrong is probably, you know, hey, here's what's wrong. Like, I don't think things are going to get fixed. And talking about, oh, the women. The women are a result of the fucked up society. Your women are only as good as your society. You have a fucked up society, you're going to have fucked up women. Where's all the women in my traditional values? It's gone, brother. Enjoy the decline. It's done. This is it. You know, it's not going to be a boom. It's going to be a slow and really horrible decline. It's going to get worse and worse and worse. And there's nothing anybody's going to do about it. Because they're complacent. They're going to continue to let bullshit happen. And it's just getting worse. It's just getting more crazy by the day. It's not going to change. We're in clown world. It's not going to fucking get better. Because nobody wants to do anything about it. Nobody has any balls anymore. Men are being trained to not have balls. To have vaginas. It's over. It's done, guys. Just enjoy the hentai and enjoy the decline. Because it's over. At any rate, that's the Grimlord. And I am out of here. Later. Enjoy the decline.